My name is Claire Beresford, and I am the co-artistic director of Little Bulb and one of the performers in Four Seasons.
Fantastic. Well, Claire, first of all, tell us a little bit about the theatre company itself.
So Little Bulb is a company. We're based in Frome in Somerset, and we've actually been going now for 17 years. We met at university, and we took a show we'd all been working on together to the Fringe, and we got very lucky and we got very nice reviews and won a few awards and have been going ever since. And our first children's show, I think we didn't start off making children's shows, but in 2013 we got asked by Bristol or Vic to if we considered making a show for their studio space, and we had such a great time doing it, and we really love the challenge of we create lots of different work. Sometimes we do like gig theatre, sometimes we do rural touring, but we make a lot of work for children and families, and there is no audience that is more honest and more brilliant and more like, they just are so alive and with it, and they shout out, and we just love it. They're so hilarious and brilliant, and really keeps you on your toes. And
I bet it's really energising as a performer.
It's incredibly energising, and in Four Seasons you need a lot of energy, because it's sort of like, for want of a better way to describe it, it's almost like season circuit training with garden equipment. We do a lot of running around, grabbing loads of garden equipment, becoming different animals or weather or seasons in general, and I love doing it, but you need a bit of energy to do.
I mean, I love the idea already. It sounds like you guys have to absolutely channel your inner children to come up with these ideas.
Yeah, you know what we really do, and what we're really hoping is, so the set is, we kind of had a challenge to ourselves to, nearly everything I would say is from a garden centre, or the vast majority of the set is. So it's all like garden gloves and buckets and trowels and that kind of stuff, and every sort of bit of anything we use to become an animal or a bit of or some weather is using all that equipment, it's what we're hoping is that when children watch it, that actually when they go home, you know, that they might think to make something, you know, instead of throwing a yogurt pot in the bin, they'd be like, oh, that could be a set of mouse ears, or, you know, so hopefully it also speaks to sort of making something out of nothing as well.
That's brilliant. So it's encouraging play. It's also, by the sound of things, encouraging the outdoors too with this one, because, you know, garden equipment, Four Seasons, getting them outside as well. So there's an element of that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And at the end, so the show, we start the show by telling children how to plant an acorn, and then the show kind of explodes out into all the seasons. But at the end of the show, children, we give everyone a little square of seed paper, and remind them, because we've told them at the beginning what you do when you plant a seed, and how to make it grow, and giving it sunlight and water. We often get children to shout out various things or ask them questions, and they're very good. They normally they're very eager to get involved. So yeah, everyone gets some seed paper, and hopefully someone, even if they don't have a garden, they might have a balcony or a windowsill that they could grow some wild flowers.
Oh, which is so satisfying. And I think, you know, I remember as a kid, it was very much encouraged when I was a kid to get involved in gardening, and they used to do little kind of kids gardening sets and everything, and then that sort of fell off for a little while, but now it's sort of come back again, hasn't it? And I wonder if it's that idea that we're sort of trying to fight against screens, aren't we, and trying to get kids back out again.
Yeah, and it's true, actually. I do remember, like, growing some cress at school.
Yes.
But I don't remember doing loads. But I was very lucky when I was growing up, because I grew up in the Northwest and we did have a garden. But now I think, yeah, you're so right about fighting screens. But also there's something about nature that it really is magic. I mean, you plant a tiny seed in the ground, and just watching my own garden right now, I'm astonished at flowers. I just like, they, some of them get so tall and so massive from this tiny thing. And I think it is very exciting for children to grow things and watch how they can help something grow, because, you know, it does involve care from you as well. So it's sort of, you're involved in the magic by remembering to water things and, you know, just looking after our world and environment in general, because hopefully the wildflowers will also attract bees and bugs, and it all has a positive effect. So, yeah.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's something about being in a garden, hearing the sound of the bees and thinking, oh, that's because of my wildflowers, and knowing that, you know, you're contributing to it. And to be fair, as an adult as well, I get as much enjoyment and excitement out of, for instance, the first time I grew potatoes. And I remember I was very much an adult, but actually lifting potatoes out of the ground. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I've never done potatoes. My dad's doing potatoes, but all I've managed in our tiny garden so far is tomatoes this year. It's my first year and I am so excited. It's worked.
You got this. We believe in you. You can grow those tomatoes. And that's the thing, isn't it? Because with your productions, it is obviously, it's kind of this particular one, very much directed at kids. But, you know, the knock-on effect is it's then going to bring the adults in too, isn't it?
Yeah, and with all our children's shows, I mean, I'm not myself a parent, but everyone else in the company is. And so we are also very mindful and very keen that we entertain the adults as well. There's lots of sort of jokes in there, like just like nothing, like not still not quote unquote adult jokes, but just we really want to entertain everybody. And I would say a lot of the time, we get adults coming up to the end of the show just saying how much they enjoyed it as well. And I think this is really something for everybody, because there's lots of different storylines within it, and there's a particular one with a kind of farmer and a dog, and we use a lot of sound effects and music that adults will recognize a lot. And it's a very fun, lively, fast-paced, like exciting, stimulating show. So we hope it's everyone enjoys it.
And they're going to go away like feeling like they've learned something as well, which is excellent, and hopefully be inspired to get outside, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it sounds like there's pretty much something for everyone in this, isn't there?
Yeah, I would say so. So that we sort of made it with kind of 3 to 7 year olds in mind, but we've had much younger children in, and because there's so much going on, like we often use a fan and sort of kind of strips of plastic bags, or do you know the sort of fleece for bedding that you use to like keep plants warm in the winter? Well, that's all ripped up in tiny bits, and when you put that on a fan, it creates snow. And so for babies, they find all this, there's so much to watch. It's very it's very stimulating. So they and the lights and the sound. And we've had much younger children like basically just sit for 45 minutes and be completely enwrapped with it. We've also had a lot older children who do get all the adult jokes, up for, you know, because we get everyone to make sheep noises because they're the farmer's flock, so everyone's got to practice their meh. And so they get really involved, and it really is a show for everyone.
This is my level of entertainment, seriously. I'll be front and centre. I'm not even lying.
I can't wait.
It just sounds fantastic. So you're sending them away, obviously smiling, excited about getting outside, getting involved. And even just the way you described those little bits of fleece that you use to keep your plants warm. I mean, as a kid, the idea that, you know, you've got to keep your plants warm, put them in the beds, you know. I mean, that's just...
Yeah,
the imagination is just bringing it back to life, isn't it? Which is for the kids, as you said, and the adults as well. And you've got two performances of this as part of the Spark Festival at the Villa Gaiety. I mean, anyone that's turning up, we've just heard a great kind of description of what is going to happen there. It's going to be super, super exciting. And then after you've been to the Isle of Man, what is next for you guys with Little Bulb?
So this is our last, we feel very honoured, I should say, to be headlining. We've actually never been to the Isle of Man, so I am super excited about coming to the Isle of Man. I can't wait. But this is actually our last show of this particular tour. So we've been touring most of the spring. And so it'll be a lovely last performance of this show. And then we're heading to the Edinburgh Festival to do a show called Listen Dance, where... it'll be, as I said, it's on a lot later. It's on at like 25 to midnight in the Spiegel tent. And that's a very interactive show where people can dance. And we show people loads of different dances like Kaylee, Mosh Pit, Rave, Candy, the Horror. it's all, you know, Bollywood. Like, we try loads of different dances and everyone just has another dance. So it's another show for everyone. And we're really looking forward to that as well. But cannot wait to come to the Isle of Man and meet everyone there and come to the Villa Gaiety. Yeah, we're super excited.
Well, it's an excellent venue. I think you're going to love it. And I love the fact that basically it sounds like you guys are all about bringing the joy, which is what we need nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, we really do. And we feel we feel very, I think, community and connection. And after the show as well, I should say, we invite the children to help us. I mean, no obligation, but if we create quite a lot of mess on stage with all the different parts of the seasons, like autumn leaves and snow and cherry blossom. And we get everyone up as we're giving out the seed paper. And if they want to help us sort it out, and we have a lovely chat, so we really get to know people and talk more to all the kids, because they're normally always very keen to tell us about their own gardens or their own names or what season they're born in. I love that bit of the show. It's probably my favourite bit. So really look forward to meeting everybody as well.
Girl, you must have friends all over the world doing all of these performances.
Yeah, well, we're very lucky, because you do. What is lovely is that you do start to see familiar faces when you return to places. And we had a lovely lady the other day who, she saw it in one part of London and she was so inspired, she came back to another part. So it was really nice. I think she just really enjoyed being in the show. There is a sheepdog trial, and we pick a few people to be different puppies that compete. All they have to do is sit and growl. But she was particularly into her growling.
This is awesome.
She was very good.
So you've got all the adults going, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, well, some of them are, some of them are like, don't come anywhere near me. But yeah, we respect it. There's no obligation to do anything. It's all just a bit of a laugh. And yeah, the people that want to have a part, we're brilliant. But yeah, no one's obligated to do anything. It's all very much inclusive if you want, but you can sit back and relax if you don't. It's all good.
Oh, it sounds super. Well, we're really looking forward to it. So yeah, do get yourselves down there, villagated.com/spark for tickets for the whole event. And it sounds like the Little Bulb Theatre's production of Four Seasons is going to be an absolute winner. Claire, it's lovely speaking with you. All the very best for the show itself and for Edinburgh. I think we're gonna have to follow you there as well and get involved in the dancing.
Please do. Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, we can't wait for that as well. But
and just let us...
I can't wait.
Go on.
No, just saying, just can't wait to come to the Allen, man. Just so looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, let us know where we can find out more about you guys and what you're doing.
Thanks so much. It's on our website, www.littlebulbtheatre.com. And yeah, we'll see you at the Villa Marina at 11:30 on Saturday the 5th.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.